You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
I know she heard a song on her radio. Song told a story about a woman and a man.
Tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for
another round.
Song rocked her soul, well, it rocked the world. She was holding on to something.
La 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 la. Welcome to Melodies in Mind, the happiest show on earth. You are being summoned into the songs of the spirit with social concern. So let it happen. Relax, kick back, enjoy the harmony. Every week there is a feature guest interview, a performance starting at 8 p.m., a review of the week in CJSF folk music, and then a full hour song circle at 9. Now, come with me and let us meet today's feature guest. Shall we?
Yes, indeed. This week we have John Pippus. Welcome, John.
Oh, thanks, Ryan. Hello.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you, listener? I'll take that as a yes. All right. So, got John Pippus here, very well-known local singer-songwriter, also hosts a very good music night at Trees Coffee House. A local celebrity, I would say.
Yeah, right. In my own mind.
Yeah. In mine, too. Only I'm the celebrity. I'm the local celebrity.
Am I supposed to talk now? Is this the interesting part of the...
Yeah, this is the interesting part.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, cool.
We better start back.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. What, celebrity status, or...
Well, let's have a song first, a song, so people know who we're talking to.
Okay. This first song is a song called Some Days. I wrote this with Michael Nowak. Circling, looking for a place to land. Safe harbor from the coming storm. Forget about the scenery, 'cause the weight of it all make you feel small. Some days you don't feel safe in your own skin. Some days you're back to being brave again. Some days you close your eyes and then breathe the morning in, and it's another day. Betrayed by what you thought was true. It left no mark, you see no scar. Does your memory tell you how it will be? Some days you feel the sun upon your skin. Some days you're never gonna win. Some days you close your eyes and then imagine the world on another day.
feel the sun upon your skin. Some days you're back to being brave again. Some days you close your eyes and then breathe the morning in. And it's another day.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
So you're working on a new album, I understand, or
yes,
an EP?
Yes, I think everybody's working on a CD.
Uh-huh.
It's scary how many CDs are out there, and making it is fairly easy now relative to, you know, the days of the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've got a piece of gear at home worth that I paid $200 for on eBay. It's probably now, this was a few years ago, so it's probably, you know, like it's a boat anchor, you can give it away. But it records really good quality stuff. I plug my good mic into it, and I just sit at home, and I can record on that. And in fact, one song that I recorded on that I was so happy with, the performance, I'm putting that right on my CD. The rest of the other 12 cuts are recorded in three different studios, you know, with all the full-on gear. Still, I'm keeping it mostly fairly simple. Mostly it's just voice and guitar. A few cuts have got fuller production, but it's still fairly intimate and acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it's in the mastering stage now. And I've got Alan Wong, who's designed my website, johnpippus.com, PIPPUSJOHN. Alan Wong designed the website, and he's going to design the artwork for the CD cover. And Petra Duick, oh yeah, Petra Duick couldn't be here tonight. Petra's
right.
Sick.
Yeah.
I play with Petra. We perform around town. We do our own songs, some of my songs, a couple of covers. But she's sick, so that's why I'm here solo. If anyone's tune in to hear Petra. She's sick. What was I saying? Petra's doing the photography. She's a very good photographer.
Oh, yes, very, very good.
Yeah. So that's the CD.
Almost Eric Wong quality.
Eric Wong is very good, too, yes.
Yes.
Our resident Melodies in Mind photographer.
Yes.
Great stuff on the site there. MySpace.com/Melodies in Mind.
Right.
Yeah, so that's
the
CD.
So many plugs in here, there won't even be any water.
Well, you know, people are at their computers, and they can just zip around to the net while they're, you know, they can multitask while
that's
they're
right.
listening to us. So that's the CD. It'll be coming out this month. I want to have this, we're talking the vague idea of having like a virtual CD release party, doing something on the radio. So we'll talk about that.
We'll see if that works out.
Well, I mean, I got so many, most of my musical friends are all over the world because of all the, you know, the networking sites, Facebook and MySpace, and there's a few other sites where I've got songs posted. And so it just makes sense to have something that includes all these people that are, you know, mm-hmm. that are in on the, I've been telling them about it and everything, and I keep changing the name of it.
Yeah.
The name of it is This City. I was going to call it...
Oh, the album.
Yeah, I was going to call it... I had about 10 different names, but...
Yeah, I know. You've been working on that for a while.
Yeah, you were on the naming committee.
Yeah, every week. Yeah. Every week is a new name.
Yeah, so that's coming out. I'm looking forward to having that CD. You still need a CD. I mean, at a gig, you want to have a hard copy to sell, so it's not all digital. You can't just have downloading, I think.
Well, yeah. As a radio person, for sure, that's sort of the way we find out about an artist is by their CD first and then.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, we'll talk a little bit more, but I'll give you a chance for another song here.
Cool.
What else do you have ready for us?
I'll play one on my other guitar because it's in a different tuning.
Ah, well prepared.
Yes, the well-tuned guitar. This song is called "Sweet Regret," and this was for the long time. This was going to be the name of the CD, as you know.
Yeah.
But too many people were saying, no, that's too sad. Sweet Regret. I still like it. But
I liked that one, too. Yeah.
Many words are spoken to help us forget the chances we've been given. And let slip the shit, the chances we've been given.
Sorry.
And let slip through our grip. But my life's not over.
No, I'm not done yet. There's still a little time for sweet regret. Oh, well, my first was Suzanne, with her long brown hair. I asked her if she dyed it, coming up for air. It was so long ago, funny how we met. And when I think about her, sweet regret. Life is made of moments, some are better than the rest. Hold her in your arms and tell her what you love best. My conscience is not in the clear. I've made my mistakes. I've been the cause of too much pain when I couldn't find the breaks. But when it comes to living, I got my feet wet. And when the party's over, sweet regret. I'll have sweet regret.
Sweet regret.
Sweet regret.
We're listening to John Pippis on Melodies in Mind. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. And you can also be listening at the internet, on the internet, www.cjsf.ca. So I read a little something about a tour de force one-man play of some sort.
My play, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I've a new venture for me. I've written a one-man play. It's a one-act, one-man play. It was also going to be called Sweet Regret originally, but I threw that out. I don't know what it's going to be called yet. But I wrote this play, and the idea was it's a marketing tool. I wanted to find a new audience for my songs. I was sick of going to a coffee house and having like two friends show up and, you know, selling zero CDs. And, you know, it's all very nice and everything to, you know. But I needed an audience. So I figured, well, where's an existing audience? And I thought, aha, fringe festivals. Mm-hmm. They're all over the world, these fringe festivals. So I wrote a play with my songs in it and strung it together with narrative. It's about an ex-hippie who gets his musical mojo back, musical groove back, after raising the kids. Sound familiar?
Yes.
So it's about me and my songs. I play them. And so then I wrote this play, and then I took acting lessons last fall. And I had a wonderful time. I highly recommend, even if, and there was a lot of people in the class that are never going to go near a stage, but they've done them before or they just wanted to try it, and it's just so much fun. Like, you find out about yourself as much as anything. It's not just like, I thought I was going to go and learn how to be like, you know, Laurence Olivier or you know, Brad Pitt or whoever, you know, somebody, but it's not about that at all, at least not in the initial stages. You just go and you basically learn, like, who are you? You know, what is your act? And you kind of, it's a self-awareness course as much as anything, and a lot of fun. So I took this class, and then I asked my acting teacher with some trepidation if she would direct my play, because I realized by going through this course, eight-week course, that I needed a director. I needed some outside eyes and ears to tell me what was working, what's not working. And I thought maybe she'd say, well, I've got a, you know, I know some theater student that could help you out or something. But she said, yeah, that she would love to direct it. And it was so exciting when her name's Rachel Scott, MsRachelScott.com. And so that was great. I've got a, she's a real director. I mean, she's got, you know, all sorts of credentials and everything. So that's great. So now we're on the working on the third draft. Just today we went did another read through of this the play, and we've got an ending now. So that was the hardest part, was to end it. Endings,
yeah, because it could go on forever.
Well, you can always string anecdotes together, but then you got to wrap it up. But we got an ending now, and to do the ending, actually, I had to make up a bit. The play is all true. It's about me from a little kid right on through, and I've been around since the 50s. And so this goes through a lot of stuff with my family, with myself, with my crazy friends back in Montreal in the early 70s, and on and on. But I needed to wrap it up. So I had to make up, as it turned out, I made up a bit of business where I discover a letter from my long-dead great-aunt who was on the British stage in the 1920s, written to my grandmother when they were both about... They would have been, in the early 40s when this imaginary letter was written. And it's this letter which triggers my saying, oh, I'm going to get back into music. And then the next scene is me at my first open mic a few years ago. And say, here's John Pippus. He's been away from the stage for 20 years, which isn't exactly true. I mean, I haven't let it go entirely when I was raising the kids, but for dramatic effect, this is where I'm at.
Right.
So now that I've told you the ending, you don't have to see it. No, you got to come and see it.
So that's I'll go see it.
Oh yeah, and I got it in the Victoria Fringe Festival. I got picked for the Victoria Fringe, which, by the way, is a lottery. These fringe festivals, they're lotteries. They're not juried. I mean, you got to put up $500, so that probably weeds out you know, the real sort of like psychos in their underwear that say, hey, I've got to play. I don't know, maybe it doesn't, but I got lucky and I got picked for the Victoria Fringe. So I'll be doing that in August in Victoria, and then I'll be doing it at the Vancouver Fringe. But I've got to bring my own venue because I missed the deadline for the lottery. And even if I didn't get in the lottery, I'd still be bringing my own venue. So this is the whole world of theater, and especially the fringe theater that I'm just learning about. So that's what's coming up for the summer is this play. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah. Do you know the dates yet, or is that still?
Well, I know the dates, but I mean they're not in my head. August, the last half of August is the Victoria Fringe, and mid-September is the Vancouver Fringe.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. And working with Rachel is so great. I mean, she brings so many great ideas to it. And having a great time.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear another song here.
Another song. Okay. Here's a song. Let me see. This one's called Her Love's a Mystery. I Googled that. I thought, what a great title. And I always Google these things to see if it's been taken.
Yeah.
And it hasn't. There was one reference to it on Google, which I thought was amazing.
An original song title.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
I kind of got the idea for this. I was at the Ray LaMontagne MySpace site, and he's got a song in this genre. It's kind of the Otis Redding. There's a sort of like you can imagine a Muscle Shoals rhythm section with it, and it's that kind of style. She is sweet as the morning, straight up like a deputy. But she's so low and lonesome, she's looking for someone. Oh Lord, could it be me? She can't conceive of finding happiness. Why can't she just be free? And I'm dying to know her, for her love's a mystery. She is lost in the city. She's looking for a friend, but the road that she travels is so long and narrow, and she's hardly been around. She'd be if she had never left her family. She's dancing to her own familiar song, and I'm dying to hold her, but her love's a mystery. Mm-hmm.
deputy. She's fine in her own way, staying clear of the cliche of an ordinary life. If she could only see I'm waiting here so patiently, holding out this well-worn crown. And I'm dying to hold her, but her love's a mystery.
I think there's some universal truth in that.
Hmm.
All right. So, one thing I want to ask you about is Nashville, because I know you go down to Nashville quite a bit.
Yeah.
And maybe you could just tell the audience here what it is about Nashville that is appealing to you.
Well, Nashville, I've been there four times now, and it's cheap to get there, really. The flight is about $500 when you get a special from Vancouver to Nashville, and then a rental car is about $230 for the week. Enterprise or Alamo is your best bet. And now when I go down there, I've got friends that I can stay with, so the accommodation's free, and you got to eat anyway. So that's, you know, for not too much money, you can go down there, and you can go out, which I do, every night of the week, and there is a whole bunch of places where you can go and play. They're called writer's rounds, and typically you'll play three songs. And then you move on to the next venue, and I'll play three or four venues a night there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And plus, you're not only are you playing, you're seeing a lot of people that are just, like, so good. People come from all over the place, not just America, but England, Canada, and they go to Nashville, right? I mean, it's for that style of playing. I mean, it's not just all corny old country tunes. People got some misconceptions often, but it's very good narrative songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to go down there and play like a Coldplay. I call it like a Coldplay song. You know, everything's yellow, and like, what the hell does that mean? You know, you don't know what the song's about. It's cool. It's got a great groove, but you don't
mean
that
Coldplay band.
Yeah, like Coldplay, or there's some bands that play really great songs, and I write songs like that where it's more or less creating a mood. But if you analyze the lyrics, you have to make up your own, bring your own meaning to it. So that doesn't fly necessarily in Nashville, at least not at the writer's rounds. And that. But, I mean, there's a lot of narrative songs that have a beginning and a middle and an end.
Sounds like folk songs.
Folk songs, I mean, there's, yeah. And I'm not saying this is 100%, but I'm saying as a general rule.
As anything in music is, like, it's never.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's not black and white. But, I mean, the whole narrative song, like any song I've played so far, I could play in Nashville, and, you know, it may or may not be appreciated. But you can certainly go down and hear in that style people that are just will humble you, just bring you to your knees every night of the week. And that's why I like going to Nashville. I like to get inspired. I don't like getting humbled, but it's part of the process of getting inspired.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you just go home and like, why do I even bother? You
know? Yeah.
So Nashville's great, and there's a lot of nice people. And plus, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. There's Civil War history, which is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool town. It's not that big. It's not as big as, you know, when you think of Nashville or it's like the Mona Lisa. Probably you go see the Mona Lisa. It's only probably about that big, right?
Yeah.
Or the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's, I don't know how big is the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I have no idea. It's probably not that
depends
big.
Depends on how much it's leaning, I guess.
Yeah. But that's Nashville.
All right. Great. Well, we've got time to have another song in here before we go into the recorded segment. Do you have something else for us?
Sure. Let me see.
You might have heard Eric Long from Dilly Roll Photography at the background. Great photographer in with us this week. And all the photos are available on the MySpace page, as we mentioned. It's myspace.com/melodiesinmind.
Oh, we got to talk about trees, too. Mm-hmm. And our resident poet at Trees, which is
Brian
Fletcher.
Oh, yeah, he's
good.
He's quite good. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is live, Ryan, we're talking about. Yeah.
Pardon me?
Quite good.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, so I host Trees every Friday night at the Coffee House on Granville Street, and I've been doing that. This is the third year now, and lately, the past number of weeks now, Ryan's been coming down, our lovely host here on Melodies of Mind. You can't see him, but take it from me, he's lovely. And
I'm humbled.
He's humble. He's inspired, but he's humble. And Ryan has been coming down. He's now our resident poet. So if you come down to Trees any Friday night, most likely you'll hear Ryan doing one of his poems. Now, this song, I haven't played this song for a long time. This song I wrote about 20 years ago when I was in my late 30s. And when I was writing it, I was recapturing what it felt like to be in my late teens. It's kind of got that teen angst feeling, or my own personal teen angst, my version of teen angst. So this is called Money in My Pocket.
If I had money in my pocket, I would buy you a diamond ring. If I had a red guitar, I would surely make it sing. Walk through these empty streets on this raining night, and if I could only change one thing, well, I would be with you tonight. If I was the president, I would make the weak man strong. If I was an old freight train, I would roar on through the dawn. But I walk through this broken world, meet this yellow light, and if I could only change one thing, you'd be with me tonight. Too many times I've tried to turn my eyes from you, tried to anesthetize my soul, but now I see that this was so. And if I could only change one thing, be with you tonight. If I had a song that burned, I would play it till I rock. If I rang a bells of peace, peace would be the only law. But I'll tear at this mask of doubt with all these other clouds. Well, I swear you'd be around. So carelessly I left your memory behind, but the southern wind has brought me home. Now can you find it in your heart to be with me? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Very fine guitar work by John Pippis. Nice song there.
Thanks, Ryan.
We've had as our featured guest John Pippis. He'll be back in the Song Circle, which is coming up at 9. In the meantime, you'll be listening to Taped Ryan, who has recorded some fabulous programming to fill the next half hour.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to Melodies in Mind. It is January 13th, 2 weeks into 2009. On the show, we're going to highlight more of the album Naivi called Asha. It's a very good album. So good. It's going to take two shows to highlight all the great stuff on it. And this is Taped Ryan, by the way. I am Taped Ryan. A part of the past, a piece of history. The other album that'll be featured is a song from Max Serpentini's album, 13. He was a featured guest on the show a few weeks back, maybe a month back, in a few weeks. And a song from an album by The Great Outdoors called Macintosh Apples, which can also be seen in The Great Outdoors. There's going to be two segments. The first segment will be the first one, and the second segment will be after that. The first song, the first segment, will be the first thing that you hear first, is by Naive, a song called No One Knows. And that'll be followed by Max Serpentini's song called Calm, which is a really great mix. This is a very, very well-produced album, this album, 13, by Max Serpentini. And then the third song is called Peace, which sends out many good wishes.
I'll be in heavenly places, singing hallelujah. Egba, Father was not yet born. Oh, for the people who are, yeah, 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 yeah. For the people, peace. For the people who are gone. Yegba, for the ones not yet born. Whoa, for the people who are, yeah, 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 yeah. For the people, I cry when I see that I am born. I leave when I see what I am to do. Cause life is all about all you sitting and looking at me. Just take one step at a time, cause if you jump, you will never believe the birds of life that my wanting and waiting for me and you. They make it what I say, I want to run away. Run away. Yet by, whoa, for the people who are, yeah, 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 for the people. I cry when I see that I am burned. I leave when I see what I am to do. Cause life is all about when you're sitting there looking at me. Just take one step at a time, cause if you jump, you will never believe the thorns of life. Am I wanting and waiting for me and you? They make it better, say, I want to run away.
Here's a few things to check out. Memorial Quilt Project, Part 2. The Downtown Eastside Center for the Arts is proud to announce the Women's Memorial Quilt Project, Part 2. Every Monday and Tuesday, beginning January 5th from 2 to 5, the Downtown Eastside Center for the Arts will be hosting quilt-making sessions to add to the Women's Memorial Quilt. Everyone is invited, young and old, women and men, participate in honoring the missing and murdered women of Vancouver. The sessions will be held at Interurban Gallery, 1 East Hastings. All materials will be supplied. Crimson Cabaret. The North Shore Women's Center invites the public to Crimson Cabaret, celebrating creative women at the Centennial Theater in North Vancouver. Diverse, multicultural, skilled, and breathtaking. This event represents the wide spectrum of the Vancouver identity at its best. Performances include August, Hot Flash Hoofers, Julie Blue, M-Girl, Nididi Nkwalwul, No Shit Shirleys, Sisters of Alchemy, Tony Latour, Vancouver National Pars Ballet, and more. The evening also includes a silent auction. The event will take place on Saturday, February 7th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Centennial Theatre, 2300 Lonsdale Avenue, North Vancouver. Tickets are $24, $30 after January 29th. You can call 604-984-6009 to get tickets. And for more information, go to info@northshorewomen.ca or check out the website www.centennialtheater.com. Okay, so now we'll have another song by Naive. The album Asha, after a song by The Great Outdoors called Macintosh Apples. There's some very interesting lyrics in this song, and that's why I'm playing it. It's a long song. It's a great story. It's a good read, only you listen. And then the song by Niavi called Subway. This is a good one to leave you with. It is really catchy, which is good for subways. You gotta catch them, so they should be catchy. If you want a subway, you want it to be catchy, so you can catch it. But it's a really, really good song, so don't let my diversing humor take away from this introduction, because this song's very good. And there's really no need to tell you that, because you'll know. That'll be the song circle. I've been Taped Ryan, and I will continue to be Taped Ryan unless you hear me live.
Intrigued by telephone wires, I'm happy with strangers, I'm happy in cars. It's called a cemetery, but to most it's a bar. It's a quiet place to go home, daylight or dark. Thank you. accentuated by cuss words and slang. And I am no better. My vocabulary causes me shame. Someday all this will change. You'll be the top one and I will remain. Someday all this will change. You'll be the quiet one. I will refrain.
Here are a couple more public service announcements, and then it's the Song Circle, which is a great public service. The South Asian Immigrant Experience. Do you volunteer or work with immigrants? Do you want to learn more about the South Asian Center? South Fraser Women's Services invites you to attend a full-day conference at Compass Point in Surrey on Saturday, February 28th. Limited seats, register promptly. Deadline for registration is February 14th. General registration is $15 per person or a group rate for five or more from the same agency and organization breaks down to $10 per person. Bursaries are available. For more information, contact RAM at 604-536-9611, extension 223.
Every spring, the flowers remind us of how beautiful life can be. This year, the Spring for Life campaign is selling bouquets of daisies to remind us how much more needs to be done to end HIV/AIDS and how good it can make you feel to help. All the proceeds go to HIV/AIDS research and community care. You can find out more at springforlife.ca. So look for our volunteers on the first day of spring and spring for some daisies. A message from CanFar and YouthCo.
And we are live. We are happening now. In case you thought that I died, I am live. So don't worry. Don't worry. And everyone else is live. We've got more people here. John's still live. And we have some more people that have visited us. And they're living too. So it's good. We have Susan Dixon starting off the Song Circle. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So let's hear a song from Susan.
All right. So I'm going to start off with a song that I wrote while I was walking across the Canby Bridge, having a bit of a nihilistic moment, I guess. It's called Bridges. Men broke their backs to build these bridges. Time broke their hearts and nights so long and days so lonely, and the rain to wash it all clean. Nights so long and days so lonely, calloused hands to write letters home. Dear my darling one and only, I miss you so, I'm so alone. We all walk in slow motion in a world where nothing is everything, nothing is. All of us in our own spaces, tethered to our private sounds, locked inside of our stone faces, white hot noise racing worlds around. Night falls so fast in December. People pass, they don't speak, they don't smile. Walking streets alone together, tracing mile after mile after mile after mile after mile. We all walk in slow motion in a world made of concrete, made of steel. We all walk in slow motion in a world where nothing is everything. A bridge between us. You broke my heart for something to do, and I lie awake at night so dreamless. Best hope tomorrow will pull me through. Men broke their backs to build these bridges. Time broke their hearts in between. But even water can cast a shadow, even sand can wash it off.
All right, nice.
Thanks.
Okay, so we're going to have Rick Valiant now. I'm really, really happy to have Rick here. It was sort of a last-minute situation, and I managed to get a really great crooner onto the show. So this is going to be pretty exciting. So you'll need me to, yeah. Okay, so I'll just, you'll be able to see me, so you'll know when it starts.
Ready.
Right, yeah.
We're going to do a little bit of old Frank Sinatra, although it's quite popular these days. Good old New York, New York.
Okay, so let's just see. So I don't work with these CDs normally. There seems to be something happening, so I'm gonna have to switch to the other CD player. So you're listening to Melodies of Mind on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are on the internet also at www.cjsf.ca, and I am learning about the live studio equipment as we speak, and we'll see if this CD picks up. If you want to learn more about Melodies of Mind, there is that great MySpace page, myspace.com/melodiesofmind, and it looks like the CD player is ready to go. Now let's see if it'll play. I don't know what's going on here.
Is that called technical difficulties?
Yes, we've got some technical difficulties. Darn, I don't know exactly why it's doing that. Well, I'm going to have to go to the next artist, and I'll work on that. So let's see if Honey in the Money is ready here. Yeah. All right, so we're experiencing technical difficulties, which on a live show is pretty rare.
And always fun.
Yeah.
Keeps things exciting.
All right.
So you want us to remedy these technical difficulties? Or,
yes.
Time while you've remedied them?
I've got you all plugged in.
Okay.
These guys, Honey and the Money, I just plugged them in. And
We'll fix it.
Do you want to work from two mics so I can get this one set up?
Sure. Here? That's great.
All right.
How's that?
That's good. Honey and the Money.
Right on. This song is called All Good Things, and I think we're starting to realize as more and more time goes by how important it is to be patient in a lot of different places. And mm-hmm. It seems almost sometimes if you wait long enough, things always kind of turn out okay. So just wading through the crap.
I'll be patient with the CD player.
Wake up, I've been watching you sleep. Straight up, you still do it for me. My heart feels like it's ready to break, but not from sadness, no way to die. Seeing all the signs we
love your shapes and your scars and my rock spinning around your stars again. I'll put the radio on, we'll dance until the days are gonna die. Opening my eyes for the very first time.
No one, there's no one but you. Come closer, I swear I won't move. And I can promise you that in our search we'll find all good things in time.
Crying out my eyes for the very last time.
No one, there's no one but you. Come closer, I swear I won't move. And I can promise you that in our search we
You guys sound awesome.
Aww.
Really do.
Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Yeah. All right. So, we'll get John Pippis in here now. And
right
we're, we are in round one.
Hey, John, you're up.
There's a rare occurrence here. I'm sweating. I rarely have to sweat here when I'm doing the show. It's all the other guys that do all the work.
Hello, I'm
I
back.
Just sit here. Hey, you play a song.
Okay.
And, all right.
So, let's see. What should I play?
If you have it in your recent memory or playable, I'd love to hear Pam's song at some point because a lot of the listeners would be yeah.
Got, okay,
a lot of listeners are familiar with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I'll do it. I won't do it right now. I have to go out and rehearse it because I haven't played it for a long time. But I will play it before I leave here tonight.
All right.
This is a song I wrote with Petra Duick. Petra Duick was meant to be here tonight, but she's sick, so. I don't want to think about that.
Well, I'm trying to write a song alone again. I got some chords, some words, and then but I'm two parts kind of lazy, one part kind of there's a girl, there's a boy in love, they say. Our buddy thinks about another, but he's away. And she's lots up for someone, she's only dreamed. It's time to go. You can look it out, they always say.
trying to write a song alone again. I got some tight new strings to bend. Two parts kind of lazy, one part kind of free. Oh, I don't want to think about it. No, I don't want to think about it. No,
and that's John Pippis. I'm going to get Rick Valiant in here now, and we'll give this another shot. We found an alternate solution, and we were using our sideways thinking, and well, this should work. We'll see. We'll get that headphones lined up. Hopefully, we will have the opportunity to hear the brilliant Rick Valiant. So what the problem was, theoretically, is that the CD players here only recognize unburned albums. Mm-hmm. So we do have it ready to go. So here is everything.
And here's a little bit of New York, New York. Stars spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, chump of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. Make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York, I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. The start of it in old New York, and if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York.
enjoying Big Apples here. We're entering round two now, and this is the MySpace round for Melodies in Mind. And starting out will be... Oh, wait a second. Hey, band, cut that out. All right. Okay.
I don't know how I'm going to follow that one, Ryan.
Yeah. Well...
That's big and flashy. What do?
Yes, it's the MySpace round where the pressure is like, oh, like the air pressure in this room just got tighter.
All right, well, I'm going to hit you up with something called Turpentine. I'll try and follow New York, New York.
All right.
Your ass was mine, you told me so. I took you at your word and couldn't let you go. Well, you followed me on down that road. I asked you in, and you said no. You said love's messy, it's a strange disease. I said give it to me. You said not till you say.
Your guitar riffs.
Why, thank you.
All right, so we're going to have Honey and the Money.
Why, thank you, Ryan. So this one's called Let It Go, and if you actually go to our website, this isn't on our record, but if you go to our website, honeyandthemoney.com, you can find out how to get this song for free.
Ooh.
Priceless. Not to be confused with worthless, right?
Lights to guide you, let it go.
Our hands have better things to do. Than build walls to divide you.
without.
Our minds have better things to do than find excuses not to. I say this
Okay, so you requested Pam's song.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just out in the hallway there. I haven't done it for a while, so I warmed up and I got it. So.
All right.
Here's Pam's song. This is for Ryan Fletcher. This is not it. I have to get in the groove. There it is. Complicated. I'm gonna tell you a story about a woman I know. She heard a song on the radio. Song heard a story about a woman and a man, crazy in love, doing what they can to help each other in a cold, cold world, cold, cold world. Song rocked her soul. Well, I rocked her world. She was holding on to something only lovers know. She had the nerve to test her, let it fade. Every now and then you hear the wind call out her name, singing, Pamela, your love will bring you home. Pamela, your love will bring you home. Rhythm, this dance of life. You take your chances, you pay the price. I've done a lot of living, I've seen how it's gonna end in a conversation with a long lost friend. She was holding on to something only lovers know. She had that nerve to test her, let it fade. Every now and then you hear the wind call out her name, singing, Pamela, your love will bring you home. Pamela, your love will bring you home.
downtown grace. She don't talk to strangers unless she don't get in your face. She was holding on to something only lovers know. She had that nerve to test her little fate. Every now and then you hear the wind call out her name, saying Pamela, you'll never bring her home. Pamela, your love will bring you home. Pamela, your love will bring you home.
All right. It's funny there in the beginning because I was like, I was tempted to just sing it myself because that's the exact verse that I play every single right. week on the show, you know?
Right. Well, there it is. That's for Pamela.
All right. So we've got Rick in here, Rick Valiant, and I believe is it number, is it this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to have, we're going to bring the band in here. They're all coming with all their
big string band.
Their instruments, and we've got them all fit in here in this nice, this small little studio. Good thing is that they're a very thin band and very trim people, and we've all got them in here, and we've got Rick. Oh, wait, I've got it. All right, so Rick Valiant.
With a little bit of Frank Sinatra's My Way. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, and through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.
he'll say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my way.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So that was the MySpace round. I'm actually going to invite everybody into the studio now. I've just rolled up my sleeves. I did that because I had a trick up my sleeve. I'm going to give everyone a public service announcement, and I'm going to give you some time to study them.
Right.
And there's a weekly challenge where the musicians are challenged to sing the public service announcements. In the meantime, while we're studying this, I have something that I will play in the meantime. And I do mean, because I am mean in doing this little challenge every week.
Are you ready for the river? Going to change the ways in which we live.
I wanna wake up and know where I'm going. Say I'm ready. Say
tune in to Sustainable Futures on CJSF 90.1 FM Fridays from 3 to 4 as we facilitate the exciting sustainable future that needs to happen. We are here for you in your community. So please check out Sustainable Futures every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. And if you have ideas for the show, contact iamsustainable@gmail.com.
I'm ready to let the rivers wash over me.
I just hit it again. We're back now. And is anybody ready? Who's ready?
Oh, I don't think any of us are ready.
I think Honey and the Money's ready.
Oh, all gosh. Right.
Ready?
Ready.
Consumer Advisory.
The Canadian Food Inspection Agency, or CFIA, can I wrap it? Our Health Canada are advising consumers to avoid purchasing infant formula originating from China. While this product is not approved for sale in Canada, it is possible that it could have been illegally imported to Canada and maybe for sale in some stores that carry ethnic food. It goes on from there to telling you not to eat other things that are exported illegally from China, because you could die. For more information, or if you have, if consumers do have this product, if you got suckered into buying this, then you should contact them at 1-800-442-2342.
Yes, and it's infant formula we're talking about.
Infant
here.
Formula. Yes. It's very important.
Yes.
Don't feed your babies that stuff.
Okay, so who is going to go?
I'll go next.
Susan.
Sure.
Let's go, Susan.
Woohoo! The Downtown Eastside Center for the Arts is proud to announce the Women's Memorial Quilt Project Part
2. Every Monday and Tuesday, beginning January 5th, from 2 to 5, the Downtown Eastside Center for the Arts will be hosting quilt-making sessions to add to the Women's Memorial Quilt. Everyone's invited to honor the missing and murdered women of Vancouver. Sessions will be held at the Interurban Gallery, 1 East Hastings. All materials will be supplied.
All right, thank you. And Rick.
The Crimson Cabaret, big band style. The North Shore Women's Center invites the public to the Crimson Cabaret, celebrating creative women at the Center Theater in North Vancouver. Diverse, multicultural, skilled, and breathtaking, this event represents the wide spectrum of Vancouver identity at its best. Performances include August Hot Flash Hoofers, Julie Blue, My Girl Didi Onakalui, No Shit Shirley's, Sisters of Alchemy, Tony Latour, Vancouver National Par Ballet, and more. The evening also includes silent auction. The evening will take place on Saturday, February the 7th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Centennial Theater, 2300 Lonsdale Avenue, North Vancouver. For tickets available, 604-984-6009, $24.30 at the door.
All right, wow. Nicely done.
I think all
news
should be right.
When that was read on the tape segment, that was also stumbled upon, by the way. That name, what is it? It's a crazy, crazy name. Yeah, yeah.
That was a rather tough. All right. A bunch of U's and D's in that one.
Okay, I'm just going to do mine straight. The South Asian Immigrant Experience. Do you volunteer or work with immigrants? Do you want to learn more about the South Asian culture? South Fraser Women's Services invites you to attend a full-day conference at Compass Point in Surrey on Saturday, February 28. Limited seats, register promptly. Deadline for registration is February 14th. General registration is $15 a person, or a group rate for 5 or more from the same agency or organization is only $10 a person. Bursaries are available. For more information on this South Asian immigrant experience, if you volunteer or work with South Asian immigrants, and you want to learn more about the South Asian culture, then contact RAM at 604-536-9611, extension 223. 536-9611, extension 223.
All right. Well, thank you, John. And now we'll pick it up on the third round. And next up will be Susan Dixon. And you are listening to Melodies in Mind on CJSF 90.1 FM. You could also be dialed on the internet with no need of a radio anymore. Maybe you got rid of your radio years and years and years ago, and you're listening at www.cjsf.ca.
Well, I don't know how I'm supposed to follow that. I have to follow all the hard things. That's not fair. So this is my attempt at a big band song. This is called Pin Up Girl. Believing soon. Well, you wrapped your arm around my waist.
soldier boy like you. I'll be your pinup girl. Your pinup girl. 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 Give me something to remember you by. A little something fine. Just a simple picture postcard.
Nice.
Thank you.
Susan Dixon. And now we're going to cash in with Honey in the Money here.
Here we are. Hello.
And here they are.
We're back. Okay.
How you been? It's been a while.
It's been minutes.
Yes.
We went through some personal things, but we're good now.
We're back. We're back.
All right. The band split up and got back together.
That's right. Anything can happen in 6 minutes' time. Yeah. It's amazing.
Stronger than ever now.
All right.
So we're going to play a song called Disconnect, which is actually on our record, which is available...
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug indeed.
HoneyInTheMoney.com.
There you go. One more time.
to you, baby, I know.
All right. It's Honey in the Money.
That's all right.
And now we'll have John Pippus.
This fabulous man here.
Okay, John Pippus here, yet again. I'm going to play a song called Doing It For Us.
Okay.
Not the necessary lies. I'll show you where my heart is. Look you in the eyes. Gonna be a stronger man, but not because you said I'm doing it for us instead. Your silence tells me more than I need to know. If I call, I'm scared you won't pick up the phone. Gonna be a stronger man, but not 'cause you said I'm doing it for us instead. Fill all my notebooks with these fevered, scattered lines, while you fill all my waking moments, my distracted mind. Not gonna be a Superman, gonna be myself. Doing it for us instead. Doing it for us instead.
And that's John Pippus here on Melodies in Mind. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Just in case in the last 10 or 12 minutes you forgot where you are dialed into, or you could just be joining us now. And just going to get a confirmation of what we're doing here. Oh, I guess we'll need to use this album here. So, okay. So, I have another website, and that is www.unconformed.com. If you feel that website describes you, then I recommend checking that out. And I wonder if Eric might have an idea of what's going on here. We seem to have lost the... we do have someone who is pretty mightily genius at... There we go, yeah. All right, so just get ready here. All right, the band's here. They've just come in, and we've got Rick Valiant.
With a little Frank Sinatra again, Under My Skin. I've got you under my skin. I've got
you, deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in, and I've said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of that warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up, step up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
That's it for the band.
I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of that warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up, step up to reality. Each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yeah, you grab me under my skin.
That's Rick Valiant. All right. So, that will be it for today on Melodies in Mind. But I'd like to thank everyone for coming in today, and it's been a whole lot of fun, quite an adventure this week, and it's good to have a show like that once in a while where you don't know exactly if things are going to work out or not, because it's quite a exciting ride, and I hope it's been the same for you as a listener here. And thank you, listener, for every week, without fail, tuning in to Melodies in Mind from 8 to 10 p.m. And Taped Ryan is also going to say a few thank yous.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.